Track 4, VI News and VI Tip of the Week. A smart drainage device could help save the sight of people with glaucoma. Researchers at Purdue University have developed a new smart drainage device that overcomes biofouling to help patients with glaucoma to try to save their eyesight. According to RNIB, glaucoma is the name given to a group of eye conditions that cause permanent sight loss by damaging the optic nerve. The condition can be caused by raised eye pressure or a weakness in the optic nerve. Medications or surgical implants are the only methods of treating glaucoma, both of which offer varying degrees of success in helping to improve sight and to relieve pressure build-up inside the eye. Only half of current implantable glaucoma devices are still operational after 5 years because microorganisms accumulate on the device during and after implantation. We created a new drainage device that combats this problem of build-up by using advanced microtechnology, said Hyowen Yu Lee, an assistant professor in Purdue's Weldon School of Biomedical Engineering and a researcher at the Burke Nanotechnology Centre, who led the research team. It is able to clear itself of harmful bio build-up, and this is a giant leap towards personalised medicine. The Purdue Glaucoma Drainage Device is built with micro-actuators that vibrate when a magnetic field is introduced. The vibrations shake loose the biomaterials that have built up in the tube. We can introduce the magnetic field from outside the body at any time to essentially give the device a refresh, Lee said. Our on-demand technology allows for a more reliable, safe and effective implant for treating glaucoma. The Purdue technology, published in Microsystems and Nanoengineering, can also vary flow resistance, which allows the drainage technology to customise treatment for each patient at different stages of glaucoma with varying degrees of pressure build-up inside the eye. Other members of the Purdue research team include Arizu Ardikarni, an Associate Professor of Mechanical Engineering, and Simon John from the Jackson Laboratory. The researchers are now working with the Purdue Office of Technology Commercialisation to patent the technology. They are also looking for partners to license it. A woman told she's too good looking to be disabled. A woman has spoken out after being constantly told she's too good looking to be blind. Hannah Islam says no one will ever believe she's disabled because she's so glamorous. She is registered as partly sighted, suffering from a deteriorating eye condition known as Stargardt's disease, which leaves her with slight peripheral vision in each eye. As a woman who loves makeup and fashion, she says people often assume she can't be physically disabled. The 25-year-old psychiatric nurse always books special assistance when flying abroad as she needs someone to ensure she makes it onto the plane. But while travelling to Switzerland earlier this year, she overheard the air stewards discussing whether she was really disabled as she looked too glam. And on another journey, Anna says an assistant at Gatwick Airport asked how she had applied her makeup so well if she couldn't see properly. She is constantly quizzed by suspicious train inspectors who wonder why she has a disabled pass. Anna, who studied fashion at university, says she often feels like she has to justify her condition to strangers. She now wants to raise awareness about invisible conditions and challenge depressing attitudes surrounding disability. She said, I think people must think I'm trying to cut the queue or something. I think my look has something to do with it. It's almost the case that if you're disabled, people don't expect you to dress well. I've been asked more than once how I wear makeup if I'm visually impaired. But actually, being visually impaired doesn't mean you can't do things like that. I can do my makeup easily because I can get very close to the mirror. It's reached a point where I feel like I should dress down when travelling. I have to constantly prove myself and it can be really, really depressing. When I travelled to Switzerland alone recently, the airport worker said she was surprised to see that I didn't have a cane and dark glasses. But lots of visually impaired people, including me, don't need them. Anna, who lives in Harrow, northwest London, was diagnosed with the condition when she was 14, but hid it for years over fears of being misunderstood. She said, I've never needed glasses or anything before. All of a sudden, literally overnight, my vision went downhill. I suddenly couldn't see the board and needed to enlarge my text on the computer. I massively struggled to come to terms with it, as the school didn't know how to support me. I've always been independent and didn't want to admit I needed help for a while. Now I'm on the borderline of being registered legally blind, but I'm not there yet, so I'm hoping for a cure before then. I tried to hide it for a long time, but actually, why can't I be open about it? Sophie Castell, Director of Relationships at the Royal Institute of Blind People, the RNIB, praised Anna for speaking out. She said, we hear of stories like Anna's all too often, where people are told that they don't look blind or face prejudice and discrimination. We urge everyone to see the person, not the sight loss, so that blind and partially sighted people are valued for who they are, not defined by the disabilities they have. The VI Tip of the Week. This week's VI Tip of the Week is all about organising your clothing. Tip 1. Organising and sorting system. Have a system that will make it easier for you when it comes to picking out clothes. Tactile cues will allow you to identify your clothing without labelling them. Tip 2. Group clothing. You can put a specific type of clothing in one side of your drawer to make it easier for you to access. For example, have all your trousers to the left side and t-shirts or shirts to the right. Tip 3. Organising jewellery. You can use egg cartons or plastic ice cube trays to store all your small jewellery and accessories. Tip 4. Organising sock and hosiery. You can use plastic Ziploc bags to separate your socks and hosiery.